Hey everybody, it's Chase Floyd, crop protection specialist with the University of Missouri based out here in the Boot Heel. Today is the 4th of September. Looks like there's a little bit of rain coming in through Porridgeville right now. Going to slow things down a little bit. But I just wanted to record an episode while I had a free moment. Phone calls that I've been getting, a lot of bollworm in soybean, actually a lot of leps in soybeans, army worms, loopers. We've got a nice flight of loopers that have decided to show up, but it kind of looks like they're crashing out with these nighttime temps getting a little bit lower. And of course, we were pretty heavy in spider mites for a while without the rain. I would just say, you know, with all your defoliating worms, so your ones not including your bollworm, we should all be at reproductive beans. I know we had a lot of late planted stuff due to weather, but reproductive beans, we've got a tolerance of about 25% defoliation before we need to make an application. So just consider that. You know, a lot of salt marsh caterpillars, some of those, they're defoliating pretty heavy, so stay on top of that. In the terms of soybeans, once we're at R6.5, we can't throw anything at it anymore. Once that bean separates from the pod wall, doesn't matter what we spend, it's not doing anything for that grain. So, you know, just take that in consideration when you're making these decisions on what to do. In rice, 60% hard dough, 60% of that head is straw colored. We're going to terminate insecticide application there too. Quite a bit of rice sting bug applications went out this year. Haven't heard any big issues this year in terms of failure, or availability of dinotefuran. So, that's always a relief, but again, we don't need to be making applications if 60% of that head is straw colored. We can kind of pull the boards and walk away on that one. You know, we've got corn harvest going right now, a little bit of beans and rice as well. So we are kind of finishing up. In the cotton side of things, you know, right now, our concern are stink bugs. We've got a pretty heavy stink bug population in beans and cotton. And we just need to keep an eye on that. You know, we don't want to damage those bowls on 60-cent cotton. We need to get as much money out of that crop as we can. And so, you know, just keeping an eye on those. And if you're concerned that you've got a lot of stink bugs, you know, feel free to give me a call. For soybean, you know, we need quite a bit to be able to trigger an application. I'm really concerned with the worms more than anything right now, because we do have a pretty heavy flight that have moved through the boot heel. With that, I know you probably, my rice growers as well as my cotton growers have probably heard some things about some new pests down south. And I just want to reiterate to y'all that those have not been found in our territory yet. I'm aware of those, and I will be tracking them as they move through the southern states. And if we do get to a point where action needs to happen, you know, I will be on top of that as quickly as possible. But I just want to give y'all a little bit of ease. That we do not have those pests. Those pests are not here. And hopefully, you know, obviously, hopefully, with the colder temps that we have compared to the rest of the Mid-South, we may have a chance of delaying those pests making their way up here. And I hope it stays that way. That's, you know, that's another thing we don't want to be bad on. So with that, you know, we've got some late planted stuff that's hopefully finishing up. And, you know, the later the planted stuff is, typically is where we're going to have the most insect pressure. So, you know, continue to, you know, if you've got questions, call me, and we will you know, I'm here to serve you, and so I will be here to assist you in any scenario that you have. If you need me to come walk some stuff, man, please call me. I really enjoy walking and visiting with y'all and talking about how we can keep these pests at bay. So today was a rather short one, you know, because we are wrapping up, but as we get to the end of the year, I just want to always say thank you for your support. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for the phone calls and texts. I'm always appreciative that y'all take a little faith in me and hope I'm providing y'all with information that you need. With that being said, that we are slowing down. You know, if there's a concern with a pest that you're worried about or anything, man, now's the time to get me on the horn and let's talk about what I can do to serve you and so that I can get some funding to get that work out and try to get you some answers. So with that, man, it's Thursday, so, you know, Friday's Eve. So, man, just continue to get this crop out in a timely manner, and I hope and pray everything goes well through the harvest season. And as always, my phone number is 901-493-2377. Give me a holler. I'm glad to talk to you. Thank you.